In a final burst of bad temper, Mr. Fang said that his time had been wasted. He announced that Oliver was innocent and ordered everybody out of the court. The order was obeyed, and as Mr. Brownlow turned to go down the street, he saw Oliver lying on the pavement, shaking, his face as white as death.
Poor boy, said Mr. Brownlow, bending over him.
He called a coach quickly, laid Oliver on the seat, and drove away. The coach stopped at a neat house in a quiet, shady street in North London. Oliver was gently carried into a bed and received more care and kindness than he had ever had in his life. But he had a fever, and for many days he lay there unconscious. When he eventually awoke, weak, thin, and pale, he looked anxiously around the room.